Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
They cut away to Emma Stone. I don't think they're talking about the driveway anymore. I was like, yeah, I guess. I mean, who cares? Who knows?
Welcome to Sincast, presented by CinemaSins.
Everybody, welcome to the Sincast. This is Chris Atkinson from CinemaSins, joined by Jonathan Watkins from CinemaSins.
Hello, hello.
And we have a special guest today, Dave Irwin.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? We are going to be doing a mini pod of
Zombie Pod.
Zombie Pod, yeah. Zombieland Double Tap is our mini pod today. So this is a sequel to a movie that came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, and we know how comedy sequels from 10 years ago usually work out.
So. Yeah, yeah. Although I will say, just right off at the top, I so didn't expect anything from this movie.
Yeah.
And while I wasn't like laughing or anything, I pretty much like,
I know
not laughing
know
like all the way through it or anything.
Yeah.
I ended up like just kind of enjoying this. So I just thought it was all right. Thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of think it was a throwaway film.
Yeah.
There were no, the stakes were not raised this
no.
time around. It was almost kind of like a day in the life of these characters from 10 years ago.
Yeah, let's set up the TV show, I guess.
Yeah.
It's almost kind
and they
of
were
what
great.
This
one. The cast is great. Everybody's an amazing actor, actress.
Yeah.
Everybody was fine. So,
I mean, and I think this is probably about the type of sequel we would have gotten 2 years later, you
yeah.
know, like, so, I mean, I didn't really hold that against it, although you do sit there and wonder like why, like, you know, 10 years later, this is a story they felt like they had to tell,
yeah.
but they've been trying to get this made for that long of amount of a time. So,
I think
that's fair.
I think they saw that the first one had developed such a big cult following
yeah.
at this point that they could probably cash in on it.
Well, and they tried a TV show. Amazon did one of those pilot runs with it and a few other shows, and they have, you know, they have the viewers vote on which ones will make it.
Didn't get picked
up. It didn't get picked up. It was terrible too. I mean, it was
really
I watched it. It was god awful. And of course, none of them were in it. It was a different cast. I don't remember who
were
was
they
in
the
it
same
now.
Characters though.
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I it's been like, it's probably been 6 years since that even aired. So,
yeah.
No, I was expecting nothing. And I mean, I think stuff like Anchorman 2. And Zoolander 2 and like just all these comedies
yeah.
or and like Super Troopers 2, like all these comedies that came like 10, 12, 15 years later, Dumb and Dumber 2
yeah.
have been so bad.
Right.
It's like, why even bother?
Yeah. So like I had no appeal. I mean, not no appeal, but I was expecting nothing. Like
mm-hmm.
I had, and after the, and the first like 15, 20 minutes, I was assuming that what I was expecting was going to happen. And then Zoe Dutch showed up,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of turned into a different movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then I started, I don't know, it was almost like it took a minute for the actors to kind of get gel back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then once they kind of introduced, I guess we can talk about that more in spoilers, but once they kind of introduced the conflict that arose, they started playing off each other, and it got more fun. And I think, like you said, I think in the end it was fine.
Yeah.
I could watch it again. I mean, it's one of those movies that I could easily see popping up on TBS or something one afternoon, and I would definitely watch it.
I feel like if this movie wasn't the sequel to something we already, you know, like,
yeah.
like some existing, and it just came out and it was its own yeah. thing, we'd be like, hey, that's good.
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Meh.
I don't feel like the original Zombieland even needed this sequel.
No,
at all.
No.
It's like in the vein of like Ferris Bueller and Breakfast Club and E.T. This, it could have stood alone as a classic movie by itself.
Are you both, which we just revisited Zombieland. I don't, did you work on Zombieland?
I was not on that script.
Okay, I wasn't either. And I guess I'll be talking more about that on Beyond the Sins. But I did rewatch it though, and before I saw this, and It holds up okay. Like, it's...
I still love it.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever... I've never really been in the love camp with that movie, but I think it's really fun. And I will say one thing about the sequel that always... Comedy sequels are the worst about this, where they have to take jokes from the previous one and then try to re-up them. I didn't feel like they did that as much here.
No.
Like, you definitely didn't have, like, that... like, the Anchorman fight in Anchorman 2.
I feel like that's... When you mention a lot of these that... came out so long ago and came the sequel came out way later. Anchorman 2 was the biggest offender of this, where it was just like, let's just keep doing that same old thing that we and it doesn't make sense to what you saw in the first movie, because in the first movie his character has changed and is supposed to be supposed to be the end of his arc, really. As you know, it's so when it comes to the sequel, it's like, oh, now he's racist this time. Or, you know, and it's like, oh, we gotta do everybody loved that reporter fight. Let's make one even bigger than
It's like an SNL skit where you have a skit that just is gangbusters and everybody loves it. Then you just run that skit into the ground by using the same formula, like the Kate McKinnon skit where she's abducted by aliens. Mm-hmm. They've done that a million times with, like, Santa Claus, what have you.
Yeah, and it can be amusing.
It's less funny and less funny.
Yeah.
But with this one, it's just like... We're gonna use the same formula that we did in the first
movie. They did the Nut Up or Shut Up? Was that the line in that, you know, somebody's like, oh, that sounds really 2009, you know?
Right.
And then they came up with a few new zombies, like the Homer, which I actually was kind of funny. And but for the most part, I felt like, at least for the most part, I felt like they kind of stayed away from a lot of the material from the first one and kind of tried to do their own thing. Now, whether or not that's successful, is up in the air.
I just think that the movie is fine because they didn't try to make this. Like,
let's
one up this somehow. Still, the stakes, I think the stakes do need to be ramped up somewhat, but the comedy stakes don't. I mean, they don't have to do something that they did before and then just make it more.
And they do kind of try to raise the stakes with the whole, like, I mean, I guess this really isn't a spoiler because it's part of the plot, but like there's a new zombie strain, and so like these zombies are a little more powerful. I don't think by the end, though, I really felt it was any different. Like, I didn't ever, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it kind of had like a, because at first I was like, oh, this is gonna be like Blade 2 or something, where, like, you know, the other zombies are getting attacked by these new zombies and,
right,
like, they're gonna have to, like, partner with zombies or something, you know. But that's not what happened. But when, thank God. But I never felt like they did enough with that. I mean, there's definitely, I have issues with this movie. But it's more along the lines of, oh, that wasn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like serious. I mean, but like, there's just not. But like you said, also, I guess that there's not much at stake here. Maybe that's also a bit of an issue, and maybe that's why I never got past this is fine.
Yeah, the only time that the so-called the T-800 zombies that they keep referring to was ever like a big, seemed like a bigger challenge, was when they're about to get that trailer or whatever, they get the new vehicle.
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, they're all like, you know, Eisenberg's on the top and they're all shooting them and everything. And then they run into the one that's stronger and it takes like 25 bullets to kill him.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it's a whole horde of those by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they don't die any, like.
No, and that really. Yeah, that was weird, because that whole ending sequence didn't really feel like anyone was in danger.
No.
Which is odd.
And they should have been with how they defended themselves. They should have been in complete
danger. Well, and they kind of did that it felt like World War Z, where you had like the masses of and I mean, part of it is the effects, because they use so much CG in this that but, you know, but like I said, it's fine.
So what's your letter grade for this?
For me, I was kind of thinking C+ after I saw it. I mean, this is a slight recommend, so I'll give it a B-.
Okay.
C.
C, yeah. I'm going C+.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. It's one of those, I think that they're all actually kind of aiming for C+, really. I mean, I don't really think they're going for anything more than that. So in that case, it's an A. No, but well, they, yeah, yeah, it's just kind of, yeah, this is like, hey, here's your buddies from 10 yeah. years ago. Here's what they're doing now.
And that's another thing that annoyed me was there. What you are not the same person you were 10 years ago. Right. Nobody is.
Right.
But it seemed like the next day from the next movie, and even though they show you at the beginning of the movie that time has...
That's what I'm saying. I think
there was no evolution of the characters.
I would not be surprised if this was the movie. If they had made this movie when they wanted to, like right after the first one, and this had come out like in 2011... This might have been the same movie. I mean, I don't, you know, so, I mean, it could have easily been 2 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows? So
let's go on to spoilers, whatever they may be.
No spoilers!
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
Miss Luke's father is actually Darth Vader. She's the sister and the daughter. They just
No. I'm reading the books.
There's not really, you know, there's not really like,
no,
I mean, I feel like you could tell this whole movie and it wouldn't be spoiled.
But for
really.
People that don't want to know anything, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go
no,
on.
No, no, for sure. We're always going to do that. But
I know what you're saying, though. I don't know what, I mean, everyone lives.
Yeah.
I don't think you were expecting
There's
not.
No shocking twist. I actually thought that Woody Harrelson, they were going to kill his
Me
character.
Too.
I thought that for a second, too. I'm really glad they didn't, though, because that wouldn't have worked. That would have been like that would have been the equivalent of like Chris Rock getting killed in the Longest Yard or something. Like I just feel like when you've got like that kind of comedy, like I don't know, a death just felt, I don't know, maybe
yeah,
it would have been
the
fine.
The way he sets it up, the way Eisenberg sets it up, he says, you know, that he made a sacrifice for us all or something like
that.
Yeah,
you think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, and so like. So like you get this sort of sense of dread about it because he gets on that crane hook thing, and you're like, oh, okay, well this is where he's going to bite it, and then he survives, and then there's like a couple more that show up, and you're like, oh, I don't quite understand that tactic that they use where everybody's holding up. Like metal barriers.
Yeah, yeah, that made no sense. Those zombies would have totally gone.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about. I mean, they should have been in more danger than they actually were.
Yeah, that's
were.
What I'm saying.
Right.
Because, I mean, we'll get into that, I guess. They end up at this, like, hippie commune.
Yeah.
And this is one part where I really wasn't laughing that much. The hippie humor was not funny to
me. No.
It seemed like, so dated.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it's like of course they're going to make jokes about group sex. And there's one guy who just can't.
Yeah.
That's all he ever says.
Yeah, and because if I guess to set it up, so Abigail Breslin's character decides that she doesn't want to be with them anymore because it's like Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone are like hooking up, and then Woody Harrelson's very overbearing, acting like he's her father, so she just wants to get out of there. So her and Emma Stone both leave, but then she leaves Emma Stone and runs off with this guy Berkeley.
Yeah. Who's your typical douchebag acoustic guitar playing.
Yeah,
you know, like,
pot smoking.
Right.
Yeah, that was. I mean, and I will say, who is? I looked up the. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Avon Jogia, Jogia.
No,
he was in. I've never seen. I thought I recognized him, but I looked up his IMDb. I haven't seen him in any. I've never seen any of this
He's
stuff.
In that Greg Araki show on.
Yeah,
Stars.
I think Now Apocalypse is probably the most. Although I think that got canceled, but it was. Yeah, I know it was pretty popular.
He
with
looks
some people.
Like a Greg Araki regular.
Yeah,
he very.
He was
much
also.
Does.
I didn't see Shaft, but he was in. Shaft.
I didn't see that either.
Oh, I thought you did for some reason.
No.
But yeah, so I don't know. But he's perfectly fine. But it's dumb. It's just like every time they show him, he's got to be singing a song, and then he pretends that like he wrote the songs that are like by Bob Dylan and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And but anyways, Abigail Breslin runs off with him. They end up at this hippie commune called Babylon, where they don't allow the weapons, and they even melt the weapons and give you a little
and make them into peace signs.
Yeah, give you medallions. A little peace sign amulet and all this.
Which
crap.
Is the. Could you read into this movie being pro-gun in a way? Like, did you get that sense from the... Like, I'm not saying that there's any political aspirations or anything, but it's kind of interesting that you know, there's this whole idea about, like, let's melt all the guns. Yeah. What if you need the guns?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, that type of thing. It's a, like a hidden message almost. Yeah,
I feel like it's very broad with every caricature, though, because, I mean, it obviously, it's making fun of Woody Harrelson, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he really wants guns and all that kind of stuff.
But then
and
they defeat all the zombies without the use of guns.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
well,
true,
except yeah. for one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Abigail Breslin's got to right. pull her gun out. But anyway, so, and I will say one of the problems I had with this, I feel like Breslin really gets shortchanged in this.
Yeah, because she does.
They just kind of send her off and she's basically just reacting
and
to everybody.
It made me wonder too, whether or not that was changes they made when they yeah. decided to get everybody back, because she hasn't like been, she still hasn't been in the like spotlight for no. a really long time. Like she, as a child actor, yeah. she was always there and everything. Yeah. And she's been in some stuff as a teenager.
Yeah, I mean, she gets work.
But it's almost like, was it Justin Bartha and Hangover type
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's like, a good call.
Where, like, in the first one, he wasn't in it because he was the one who was they were looking for the entire time.
Yeah.
So in the second and third movies, they always found excuses not to have him yeah. in very, very much.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder if that was sort of the, well, you know, we want to see more Emma Stone. She's an Oscar winner at this point, you know, and.
Well, and then I mentioned Zoe Dutch. I mean, she in a way kind of takes over that role. Like she mm-hmm. becomes like the fourth member. And that was a, well, first of all, let me go back to Breslin real quick. Breslin, I turned to Dave after the movie because we all saw this together. And I was like at that last bit where she's with the five of them because Rosario Dawson plays a new character mm-hmm. that ends up with Woody Harrelson. And I was like, well, it's like she's basically even worse off now because now they're both coupled off and like she's yeah. like literally just like a
right.
fifth wheel that's just hanging out.
Yeah, that's something that at the
she'll
very
find somebody in the commune.
Yeah,
she'll find somebody else.
At the very end, I was thinking that same thing. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, like, she doesn't get to have anybody? Okay.
And like, isn't this worse than yeah. it was before? Which, I mean, there's that whole moment where she realizes she should be with them and she's not meant to be with these people.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if it's Zoe Dutch
I don't
or
either.
Zoe Deutsch, it's, which is what I would think it is. Because Howard Deutsch is her
is
father.
It, is
they
it
say Deutsch?
Deutsch
in interviews.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Zoe
I've said both myself. Sorry, I've said Dutch when I'm really lazy yeah. and I'm like, I just don't want to go through the whole Deutsch.
And it's probably Zoe. It's probably not. I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
She is amazing.
She steals is. The movie.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
And I was so, I mean, they made it pretty obvious that he didn't kill her. Because you didn't see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I actually...
I mean, you kind of pick up on the peanut allergy.
I could hear yeah. her say allergy, and I was like,
yeah.
come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, I know. But I think you know, I think that's realistic enough, though, because you've seen enough people turning into zombies at this point that you just assume
yeah.
that's what it is and everything.
I just love the fact that her character has survived by living in the freezer of a Pinkberry in the mall this whole time.
And I guess she had plenty of makeup and hair product.
Yeah.
To keep
yeah.
her,
well, she was living in the mall.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just like Dawn of the Dead.
That, exactly. And she even mentions. I love how that's also funny. I love characters like that where she's clearly supposed to not be very smart, but then she'll make comments like that. Like that one, I love that moment where,
the Uber.
The Uber thing was funny, but the moment where, she like says something like Emma Stone's like joking, like Emma Stone doesn't think she really gets that she's being sarcastic mm-hmm. with her. And then at one point she just turns through, she's like, oh, I really missed this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, was that, but then they even add on to that where she's like, was that sarcasm? And then she looks over at Jesse Eisenberg. She's like, was it? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of little, there's yeah. a lot of little flourishes on, that she does and a lot of, things that the movie does really well. And it's going to be hard to describe this, but like when she does something, like the movie knows when to exactly cut away
yeah.
and everything. There's like little things that she does that yeah. they don't hold it on there and you have to be, oh, get this. This is funny. This is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah.
just cuts away. And so there's a lot of little things that she does
yeah.
in the background and in the side and everything that just like, she's very endearing during this entire time.
She really is. And I mean, and also I really liked because I just assumed that she was going to be like a bad guy, basically. Like I just assumed there was something, mm-hmm. you know, beneath
shady
the surface.
Yeah.
Because she was just acting so just like, you know, hey, I'm so glad to see you guys. And then she like immediately sleeps with Jesse
yeah.
Eisenberg, which I mean, that actually makes sense though when you think about mm-hmm. it. Like she hasn't been with anyone and she even says like, we're going to do this or I'm going to go suck it up and do Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
So, but she never does. I mean, she stays that same. She's just a good person, you know. Yeah. She just wants to hang out with people and have fun. Yeah. So even, I really liked that.
Even by the end, she's like really just like, oh yeah, go ahead, marry Emma Stone. Yeah. That's what you're going to do.
Right. Yeah. I never thought of her. I never got a shadiness to her character, but I always thought that she was smarter than she was actually letting on,
or something like that.
I was waiting for some big thing to happen towards the end of the movie where she proved herself to the rest of the cast or the rest of the gang, quote unquote. And that just never really happened.
Oh, and that would have been bad too, I think. Like if she had like a Silent Bob moment or something where she just,
not necessarily that, but like, you know, something that where she just kind of proved herself to everyone, like she's not just the ditzy girl in the background with the one-liners, you know.
They just
kept her as kind of a one-note caricature, but she was great. I felt like she elevated this movie for me. From
if she's not in this is not very good at all.
It's probably like C-, maybe.
Because and even when Rosario Dawson, who's always a welcome addition to any movie that I watch, even when she shows up, none of that really makes much of a difference either.
No, and you've got to deal with all that Elvis crap. And I don't know what it is about Elvis, but I don't find Elvis stuff funny. Like in movies, like just in general. Whenever they try to, I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's not funny. And because they go to Graceland, but then Graceland is all messed up. But then I guess she's running a hotel, or she lives in a hotel. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're supposed to, like a museum?
Yeah, it's a hotel that's close to Graceland.
Okay.
She's kind of holed up there.
Oh, and then...
Can we talk about Middleditch and Luke Wilson?
Yes, please.
Okay. I feel like they were just filler.
Yeah.
For this movie.
Clearly were.
And that whole thing where they're kind of clones or copycats of Tallahassee and Columbus, I just felt like that was just annoying.
Well, and look, I saw the trailer where they make the whole thing with Luke Wilson and Woody Harrelson and everything. I didn't even make the connection when Thomas Middleditch showed up, because it's not like Thomas Middleditch and Eisenberg really feel like the same guy.
Right.
Yeah. They have some mannerisms that are the same, I guess, but like I just never made that connection. Yeah. And the trailer did it in such a way that Emma Stone's like, what am I, you know, am I really here or some crap like that? Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. and there's never really any good. Like, there's never really any good connection there.
No, and like, it's just not funny.
Yeah.
No.
And Luke Wilson is ridiculous. Like, I never could get past that it was just Luke Wilson being silly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a character, which maybe it's not supposed to be, but...
And I also didn't get why he was such a dick that he had to, like, smash a car that's in the driveway, you know? And then they had to make that stupid, like, parallel between driveway and Rosario Dawson's vagina, you know, and I was like, they actually did at one when they cut away to Emma Stone. I don't think they're talking about the driveway anymore. I was like, yeah, I guess. I mean, who cares? Who knows? They're so filler because apparently they've survived just as long as anybody else has. But then there's like two zombies that come in,
right?
And they just instantly get bitten by them, you know? Just out of nowhere, you just suck at what you do.
Okay, this quip was funny and it was cool, but now we got to get rid of these guys and go back to the main story.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
We could have totally take them along with us.
I mean, I guess this movie wasn't very long though. So I mean, they could have put anything else in there instead of that. And I think, I mean, just have them meet Rosario Dawson. The zombies show up. They deal with the zombies.
Yeah.
You don't need Middleditch and, is it Middleditch? Is that right?
Thomas Middleditch, yeah.
Yeah. And Luke Wilson. But, that was a scene that wasn't funny. I also thought, I mean, as far as the main cast, I guess Eisenberg, I don't know. Eisenberg was fine. I guess he was pretty much the same. Woody Harrelson was pretty much the same. I felt Emma Stone kind of got a little underserved too, though. I don't know. She wasn't.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. It almost felt like she wasn't really into it.
Well, she may very well not be. Yeah. I mean, consider the Emma Stone trajectory since Zombieland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, this probably feels beneath her at this point.
Isn't she like three-time nominee, one-time Oscar winner?
Yeah,
right?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's right. And
it was weird seeing her in it. Like, even like the first scene, like, it was just, it was just weird. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I love Emma Stone. It is nothing against her. Yeah, it was just, and she's fine. And her and like when Zoe Deutsch gets involved, like they play off each other fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel nothing between her and Eisenberg. Like her and Eisenberg have no chemistry whatsoever.
No.
And
that's one of those where they're like, they have to be together because the movie says it.
He had more chemistry with Zoe Deutsch.
Yeah.
I mean, he 100% had more chemistry.
And
with
it would have been totally fine if Emma Stone walks off and says, I'm not part of this shit anymore.
Yeah.
And he's with her or with somebody else.
Yeah. It would have made no difference. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, as far as like, was there anything else you guys liked a lot in it? Other than Zoe.
I know that this movie was written by the same guys who wrote the first one, but to me, it just almost felt like bad Zombieland fan fiction in a weird sort of way.
We're gonna
keep these characters the same as they were. There's no evolution. It's like I said, the day in the life of you know, it was just boring little fan fiction. It's not something I'm going to watch over and over and over and over again.
No.
I mean, like I said, when I said I could rewatch it, I mean, I think it would be a perfect like background kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like if you're just doing stuff around the house or whatever, you know, I mean, or if like it's just a lazy Sunday afternoon or something and it just happens to be for those people that still switch channels.
Mm-hmm.
And, I always feel like I have to say that because I feel like when I say change channels, there's like half the audience is like, what
channel?
Oh, there are a lot of people who do not change channels.
Oh, and then another thing I did want to mention though, as much as I enjoy, I love Woody Harrelson, but God, the minivan, talk about a running gag that did not work.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And hitting the mirror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there was this whole thing where they kept, they got stuck in a minivan. He didn't like it. They kept finding new vehicles. And then the monster truck thing, he just couldn't drive it. Was that the problem?
Yeah, he couldn't operate it.
That was the thing. Like to me, it was, he couldn't drive it for about 2 minutes and then they gave up. It seems like you can just practice
a little bit
and then it'd be good. Fine.
And then Ruben Fleischer also returned. He's the director,
He
did, he did Venom, which as surprisingly like grown on me.
Yeah. That's one of those movies, man.
I know it's not good. But
it's fun.
It's super watchable.
That movie took me completely by surprise at how enjoyable it was, even though it was not great.
No, it's not. But it's kind of like its own thing. Like it's not like, I don't know. It's very different for like that kind of like a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
And although it does have a lot of generic stuff in it, it's really hard to explain. But yeah, that movie's totally grown on me. Like I probably watched it like 5 times.
It's all about Tom Hardy.
But like I think he's a pretty good director, and I guess Zombieland's probably his best movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like he could do something better than this. I guess he's doing the sequel to Venom probably. I don't know how good that's going to be, but at least they're going to make that in less than 10 years.
Right.
I think it's just fine. I think if you really like Zombieland and you really like these characters, I think you're going to enjoy this for the most part. You might be a little disappointed, but I think you're going to enjoy it.
Like I said, it just seems like a second episode of a TV series at this point. So,
if
you were watching this as a TV series, you would be like, oh, great episode.
Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of like, this is a weird comparison because I think these movies are way better, but like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies, the one thing I've noticed about both of those sequels is that I think it's kind of one of those things where I think I like it more because I like the character so much, but they do feel almost like Star Trek episodes as opposed to, well, maybe not Into Darkness. I think Beyond felt that way.
Yeah.
Star Trek Beyond is way better than this.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to, that's a weird comparison, but that's just what I thought of like when you were saying that. But yeah, no, I agree. Like if they had a Zombieland TV show, This would just probably be like a two-parter or something.
But you're right,
something.
Like second episode as opposed to like series finale, which is 10 years later, probably where they should be as far as the plot and the character arcs.
Well, and I mean, I will say, I mean, we were in a fairly crowded audience. There was a decent amount of laughter. You're probably gonna laugh about half the time, maybe a little less, a little more.
And most of it's
going to
be Zoe Deutsch that you laugh at.
And God bless Zoe.
Yeah.
Is she, I guess, because like you said, Rosario Dawson is pretty wasted. I mean, the Berkeley character is just terrible.
Yeah.
Luke Wilson and Middle Ditch really aren't that funny. I mean, I guess there's some stuff between Middle Ditch and Eisenberg that's okay, but nothing that's going to, yeah. It's Zoe Deutsch.
There's a couple
it's
things
all about
Woody, couple things Woody Harrelson pulls yeah. off is pretty funny.
But I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've seen Zoe Deutsch in a it's so weird to say that name. I'm trying to think if I've seen her really in a comedy. I've definitely never seen her in a role like that.
She was in Why Him, but I've never seen that.
I haven't either, and I don't know what – I haven't seen Flower, which is a lot of people like, but I think that's more of a drama, but I could be wrong about
and,
that.
And the first time I ever saw her was in Everybody Wants Some, but that's not really like a
oh,
comedy,
she was
comedy.
In that.
Yeah.
I was talking to Dave last night. I've actually – I think it might have even been the first thing she was in, but she was in this show with Sarah Michelle Gellar that was on the CW called Ringer.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this – it was kind of like this soap opera thriller, like if Brian – Ryan De Palma made a CW show. It was, mm-hmm. it was fucking crazy.
Oh yeah,
but it only lasted one season.
Yeah,
because me and Meredith were the only two people that liked it. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, I like her a lot. So I hope this maybe if this makes some money, maybe she gets some.
Yeah,
my little gay
bigger
boy
roles.
Crush. My little gay boy crush when I was a kid. My little gay boy crush on a female was Leah Thompson.
Yes,
growing up, I had such an obsession with her as Jonathan.
Yeah,
Hedges.
Yeah, I remember.
I love me some Leah Thompson too.
And I didn't know until recently that Zoe was her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So good genes.
Yeah,
good.
Leah Thompson and Howard Deutsch met on whatever movie it was.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Was it Some Kind of Wonderful?
I assume. I mean, he directed that.
So. That sounds right. Yeah. And then, yeah, they've had two daughters. In fact, there's an older daughter that's not as high profile as Zoe Deutsch, but she's an actress.
And she kind of looks like Leah Thompson and acts like her. I mean, I probably wouldn't think that if I didn't know.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
But you can see it. I mean, once you find out.
If you look for it.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
I think it's like, in the eyes.
Yeah.
I think so. But I don't even know what Howard looks like, to be honest.
No,
but.
I don't either. But, like, Back to the Future, one of the, you know, I love that movie, obviously.
Yeah.
It's one of my all-time and everything. Leah Thompson, obviously, becomes one of my biggest crushes from that.
Not Howard the Duck?
Not Space Camp? Not Space Camp.
Not Jaws 3?
No, not none of those. Those movies did not exist to me.
What was the Tom Cruise film where they strip and what was it? All the Right Moves or
All
something?
The Right Moves.
Yeah. She's in All the Right Moves?
Well, it's not All the Right Moves.
No, it's All the Right Moves.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the football movie?
The
like
football
the high school
movie.
Football?
Yeah.
That's the one where, what is it, Rose McGowan says if you pause it, you can see his penis.
Yeah. Right, you can see his penis.
There's also,
which
she's
is
also
true.
In that, was it with Victoria Jackson? What was that movie called?
Casual Sex. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this has been our mini pod on Leah Thompson and Zoe Deutsch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, let's just go watch a bunch of Leah Thompson movies.
Just talk a bunch about, yeah, families and their empire.
But Leah Thompson survived foreplay with a duck in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that says something. Because if she had, was it Caroline in the City or whatever?
Yeah.
I think that was kind of her last.
Has there been an interspecies sex scene since Howard the Duck that we know of?
Hmm. Well, there is fucking Splice. Have you seen Splice?
I think I did, but I don't remember.
Well, that's an alien, though. That's like an alien girl.
In Ted, there's a...
Oh, that's true. Ted's probably, yeah.
There's a point where Ted has sex with a woman. So, yeah, that was Zombieland Double Tap. Anyway, if you want to talk about this episode, go to Sincast presented by CinemaSins on Facebook. We have a CinemaSins Twitter, Music Video Sins Twitter. What's some other stuff that they can find us on?
We have a TV Sins Twitter that I'm usually running. I'm at @SamLoomis13 on Twitter. Did you already say Discord? And
I haven't gone to the Discord.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, @SamLoomis. You can also hear me if you want to on other things. I do Behind the Sins with Aaron Dicer and Danae Hughes, who were just on the Gemini Man mini pod with us. And yeah. We're all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place. Discord that he mentioned. If you're not on Discord, you can go to Facebook on the private messages. I can give you an invitation link to that.
Yeah. Dave, are you on Twitter?
I do not tweet.
Okay.
I'm an anti-tweeter. I'm there. I just haven't tweeted since 2009, since when the first Zombieland came out.
Right.
But if you want to try to get David to tweet, I'm sure you can look him up on there.
Yeah.
DavyPants999. I think that's what I am.
That's going to be your goal, listeners. Get Dave to tweet.
God. Yeah. That'll do it for this mini-pod of Zombieland Double Tap. It's Chris Atkins and Jonathan Watkins and Dave Irwin. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Comment on our episodes on our SoundCloud page. Check us out on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit. And be sure to visit CinemaSins.com.